Good morning again. This is Bob Oakes. Today, the funeral takes place for 14-year-old Juwan Martin, the Roxbury teen who was shot and killed on a basketball court last weekend. Since the shooting, political figures, community activists, and religious leaders around Boston have been mobilizing, trying to figure out how to combat youth violence, in some cases hitting the streets to reach out to residents. Today's funeral takes place at the Greater Love Tabernacle Church in Dorchester, with the Reverend William Dickerson officiating. Reverend Dickerson joined us earlier. Reverend, good morning.
Glad to be here with you.
Reverend, describe, if you would, the atmosphere in the community, in your congregation. Are people fearful about violence right now? Are they resolute about fighting it, or is it something in between?
Well, you have a mixture of emotions. You have some people that are definitely gripped by fear, and some people are a little angry and are tired of the killings, you know, and they want to stand up.
The city of Boston and private groups, as we know, have invested a lot in street worker outreach programs in the neighborhood. Some include former criminals who try to connect with young people who are at risk of violence. Are those programs, in your view, working?
Well, to some degree they are, and to some degree they're not. And I know a major component in terms of what we need to do is missing, and the city nor the state want to deal with it because of its religious in scope. For somebody to pick up a gun and shoot someone, that person has lost the God consciousness and has no respect and for the sanctity of life.
We know from statistics that the number of homicides in Boston has dropped dramatically from, say, 15 years ago. Violent crime across the city is down this year compared with last. But from what you see, are things better than what they used to be? Do these statistics mask problems?
Stats are one thing, and the loss of human life, that's another thing. It's the same way how they deal with a shooting or a violent act. We have to have the same mindset, get on things right away, handle things right away, and, of course, the community needs to cooperate as well.
Is that not happening right now?
It's not happening, no. No, we have so many unsolved homicides, and some of it is because people are gripped with fear, and in some cases there's not enough swift justice that's going forth as well.
It seems like we keep talking about this, and in the media we keep reporting about these awful events. It was only in 2007 when 13-year-old Steve Odom was shot and killed on his way home from playing basketball with friends. Police said he was an innocent victim. In 2007, Cedric Steele, Juwan's 18-year-old cousin, was murdered. You led that funeral. Is there any way to break this cycle so that we're not constantly talking or periodically talking about teenagers being shot and killed?
Well, I know people don't like to hear it, but we have to get back to church. We have to get back to God. Because and even those who are not part of a Christian community, but they have religious convictions, their children are not going to be out here shooting because they have principles that they live by. I'm a product of a Christian home. I grew up right in the Franklin Hill area of Dorchester. That back then, parents, they challenged the kids who wanted to get out of hand. And kids who were caught with guns, you can count them on one hand. But there are many that had knives and had truancy issues. And the mothers would go up to the schools like my mother and advocate for these kids and get them and programs and whatnot. That's not being done. And because we have lost our way spiritually, we'll continue to throw money and programs at problems that can only be solved spiritually.
And so today, Reverend Dickerson, when you lead the funeral, what will you tell the family and all the mourners?
That's what I'll tell them. They need to get back to our spiritual heritage and seeking the face of God, because if we don't, we're going to continue to bury our innocent babies.
Reverend William Dickerson of the Greater Love Tabernacle Church in Dorchester, thanks very much for speaking to Morning Edition today, and good luck as you speak to the families.
All right, God bless you. Have a pleasant day.